This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to the radio program. Today's issues on the American Family Radio Network. I'm Tim Wildman with Walker Wildman and J.J. Jasper, and we thank you for listening to Trivia Friday. We call this
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air.
I do have a bit of bad news.
How's that?
And I hope there aren't too many little ones listening to the radio. I hate to even be the one to mention it.
Yeah.
Christmas is canceled this year. Mm-hmm. Walker told Santa that he's been good all year, and Santa died laughing. So Christmas is off, folks. Sorry.
All because of me.
Thanks a lot, Walker.
All right, Trivia Friday. We're going to repeat our questions and then get back to the phones. Walker, what do you have?
All right, let's see here. First question that unanswered is, in the movie A Christmas Story, how many times does Ralphie say he wants a BB gun in the movie A Christmas Story? Second question here, after which movie does Mythbusters, the show, decide to experiment sticking a tongue on a piece of cold metal? That's my two questions.
Is that a Christmas movie?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, well, sorry.
It is. No, you're right. That's a Christmas movie. Last question here. How many reindeer are featured in the poem It Was the Night Before Christmas?
Okay. I can tell you which was the cleanest reindeer.
Which one?
Comet.
Is that right?
I get it. You don't get it, do you, Walker? You get it?
You
get the joke? Okay, I do.
Here's what I've got.
What do you clean with at home?
Comet.
Okay,
cleaning supplies.
Then you do get the joke.
I do. Now that you gave me a hint, I do.
Okay.
Takes a little hint every once in a while.
You have to pardon my friend. He's a little slow.
Here's what I've
got.
And
what movie is that on?
That's from a movie, too. I'm sorry.
First question. The name Wendy was made up for the book Peter Pan. There was never a recorded person named Wendy before that. Is that true or false? Second question, what was the name of the Ewing's Ranch on the TV series Dallas? And then I'll add a new one. Which book of the Bible predicts Bethlehem as the birthplace of our Savior? Which book of the Bible predicts Bethlehem as the birthplace of our Savior?
Corey, I'm asking folks to up their game here with my questions.
Here we go.
I'm asking people to up their game this year. I'm not treating you like children. I'm
knock the
like,
rust
okay,
off
here
that
we
medulla
go.
Oblongata.
Which tree's bark is used to produce aspirin? Okay. Which tree's bark is used to produce aspirin? Like a lot of you out there, I thought aspirin came from chickens, but no, it comes from a tree. So what tree bark is used to produce aspirin? Number two, how many breaths does an average person take in a day? And I will take your guess within 1,000. How many breaths does an average person take in a day? That's a 24-hour period. Number three, from the Bible, from the Old Testament, what was the second plague that God placed on Egypt? What was the second plague that God placed on Egypt? So let's get back to the phones, Walker.
All right, Ashley in Texas. Ashley, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ashley. You want to ask, answer, or both?
I would like to do both, please.
Okay, which one you want to answer?
Well, since the stolen question was stolen from me, I would like to do the Rudolph question, please.
All right. Well, that's not mine. I'm
Who
sorry.
Who has a Rudolph question?
Is it?
Oh, here we go.
In
the 1964 classic, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, what was the name of Rudolph's faithful elf companion?
His name was Hermie.
Hermie. Oh, yeah.
Our earlier caller thought it was Ralph, but there's a Ralph in another movie, but Hermie was the little elf.
Well done, yeah. Ashley.
Yeah, nicely done.
Thank you.
Hermie goes, he's on the Island of the Misfit Toys,
and
right?
Is he the one that wanted to be the dentist?
Yeah. Yeah. That's what every boy wanted to be back in that time.
Right.
A dentist or a pro baseball player.
what's your question for us, Ashley?
My question is, what do you call a baby seahorse?
What do you call a baby seahorse?
Correct.
You and your wife were just talking about that the day after dinner. You and Allison.
You know, and I told you that. That came up in our conversation.
Right.
You know, and I couldn't, it wouldn't come to me. It was like on the tip of my tongue.
Right.
You've heard that expression before?
Absolutely.
So.
Is it on the tip of your tongue now?
Well, a baby
seahorse.
A baby seahorse is,
Do you have the answer? Nay.
No. Nay.
We don't know, Ashley.
Yeah, tell us.
It's called a fry.
A what now?
A fry.
Maybe that's where we got.
F-R-Y.
He's a small fry. Maybe that's where we got
now,
that.
Now, Ashley, I got to ask you. I don't often do this, but I'm going to sort of delve into your mind right now.
Watch out, Ashley.
I'm going to ask you from whence this question came. Ashley, what?
Well,
you have a lot of
my favorite animal is a seahorse.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Really?
Now, do you have any? Do you like have an aquarium with some little seahorses in there?
Not yet. That is my goal, though.
See, you and I have similar goals. One day you want to have a bunch of seahorses, which is, let's admit, it's kind of rare. I want to open up a boneless chicken ranch. And because I'm not going to have to spend any money for fencing, and they're going to be all just laying out there.
Free range.
And I'll just go up there and kind of scoot the feet over close to their beaks. And one day I want to have a boneless chicken ranch. And Ashley wants to have seahorses.
A seahorse farm.
A seahorse collection. Sure.
Yeah. Well, Ashley. Yes.
Nothing unusual about Ashley.
How did your, if I'm getting personal, you just tell me, Ashley, here, but how did this become your favorite animal?
I really have no idea. I guess from just seeing them at the aquarium, and they're unique and different.
Yeah. They are pretty cool looking.
I'm unique and different.
Yeah.
Yeah, seahorses.
She could have said unicorn. Okay. Then that would have really been a bigger challenge for her to make that a reality.
Hey, Ashley, thanks for calling. You have a great day.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, thank you. You too. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
You too. I got to tell you, I've met a lot of people in my day. You know what I'm saying? You've heard that expression?
Yeah.
But I've never met a person whose favorite animal was a seahorse. So I got to give it to Ashley.
Absolutely.
Yep. First time for everything.
And they are cute. They're adorable, and they would be fun if you could just...
You could play with them? Play with them?
I don't think you can put a little saddle on them and ride them or anything. Yeah, I think it's like...
They have a very small... weight capacity.
You'd have to have one doing some serious steroids if you thought you were going to get it in the swimming pool and ride it around.
They're kind of sensitive little creatures, too, aren't they? Don't they, develop an attitude?
I don't know if they do or not.
Yeah, okay. Well, back to the phones, Walker. We'll explore that on another show.
All right, Carolyn in Ohio.
Uh-huh.
Carolyn, welcome to the conversation on Trivia Friday.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Carolyn, we're trying to rein in our conversation about seahorses.
Okay.
Hey, do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Both.
Which one you want to answer?
I'm hoping to be able to answer the one about the tongue on the pole.
All right. After which movie did the show MythBusters experiment about sticking a tongue on a cold metal pole?
It's Denny Tongue.
I think it's The Christmas Story.
That's correct.
Way to go. Yep. Way to go.
Carolyn, so the movie The Christmas Story, what's the actor's name?
Well, I don't know the actor's name. Yeah. It's the little boy, Ralphie.
It's Ralphie.
Ralphie. So, Ralphie, what's the story behind that, Walker? Do you know?
Go ahead, Carolyn.
I think they dare him to do it.
Right.
Okay.
Carolyn... Tim has never watched that movie in its entirety. And each Christmas, I tell him he needs to watch it because there are so many parts of the movie that just make you LOL all over yourself.
I guess I need to watch that movie through and through. I haven't watched it.
You need to watch it this Christmas.
Is it as funny as the Home Alone movie?
It's one of my all-time favorite. You're going to really, but you need to
good,
watch
clean
it.
Clean humor.
Yes, you need to watch it undistracted.
Okay.
Carolyn, do you have a question for us?
Yes, it's a two-part question. What is the middle chapter of the Bible and the shortest chapter in the Bible?
You mean the middle book?
Middle, I think the
middle chapter.
Bible.
The middle chapter.
Seems like middle chapter
of the entire Bible.
Psalm 121 or something.
Go ahead, JJ.
Yeah, I think it's like Psalm 121 or Psalm.
Answer is the same for both of that.
Right, it's the same thing. Yeah, I forget which it is. You better go ahead and tell us.
Psalm 117.
117.
Very close, JJ.
117.
So I was going to say 118, but isn't 118 real? Is that 118 the longest?
119. No, 119 is the real long one.
Okay.
Longest.
Hey, Carolyn, my wife and I, Allison, we've got an app. We're listening through the Bible, started back in the summer, and every night we're listening to, I don't know, 15 minutes or so. How long? We're in 2 Kings. When do you think we'll be through? Do you have any idea?
That's probably longer than a year, because I think you're supposed to read around 5 chapters or something like that a day, I think, to get through the Bible in a year or something to that effect.
Okay, we're in 2 Kings. I don't know. But I'm thinking maybe by middle of next summer.
Hang in there. If you started in the summer, it takes about a year to read through the Bible. Hey, and for those of you listening and you're doing your very last-minute Christmas shopping, run over to Lifeway or your favorite Christian bookstore and get somebody in your family the one-year Bible. This is what I start on every year, January 1. It already has a little bit of the Old Testament, a little bit of the New Testament, a portion of Psalms and Proverbs, and you just turn what day it is. You turn January the 5th, January the 6th. It's all laid out right there for you. It's called the one-year Bible.
But if you get over in March and you start running behind, it causes a lot of stress.
It does cause stress, but you don't have to flip back and forth and have a reading plan all written out. All you have to do is
just figure out
what day it is.
Catch up.
Yeah, just go over there and read whatever day it is, and you'll be in good shape.
All right.
Carolyn, what's your question for us? Oh, that was your question for us. Do you have a Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas to you.
Yeah, thank you, Carolyn. Calling from the Buckeye State there in Ohio. Next up, Walker.
Yeah, we're going to go to Eva in Georgia. Eva, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi.
Hey, welcome to the show. Ask, answer, or do both?
Both.
All right. Which question of ours would you like to try to answer?
About the Ewing Ranch.
All right, Eva, here's the question. What was the name of the Ewing's Ranch on the TV series Dallas?
South Fork.
That was a hit show in the 80s, I guess it was.
I think you're right.
70s or 80s.
And who did shoot JR? Settle that once and for all for everybody.
I don't know if I ever saw who shot him.
I don't know either, but it was a cliffhanger for a whole lot of people. I mean, millions and millions of people watched that show and enjoyed it, and they were hanging on when they ended one season. JR got shot, I guess the main character. Nobody knew who it was, and all the headlines, who shot JR? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't really watch the show either, but everybody else seemed to enjoy it. Thank you.
I didn't watch it faithful.
Yeah. Eva, what's your question for us?
Yeah.
Who was George Bailey's guardian angel in the movie It's a Wonderful Life?
His name was Clarence.
Clarence the Angel, right?
That's right. Yep.
Yes.
Got it.
Clarence, I don't know what the actor's name was there.
And he, every time you hear a bell ring, he'd say an angel would get its wings.
Jimmy Stewart.
Jimmy Stewart was the main actor, yes, in there.
And Clarence was the angel, his guardian angel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Thanks, Eva.
Yeah, good question.
Merry Christmas.
Eva calling from Georgia. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Let's repeat our questions for the last time today, the questions that have heretofore I said, gone unanswered.
In the movie A Christmas Story, how many times does Ralphie ask for a Red Ryder BB gun? First question there.
Does he wear people down? Does he wear his parents?
It's pretty
down?
Often. Pretty often okay. that he asks for the BB gun.
Okay.
And let's see here. Last question. How many reindeer are featured in the poem It Was the Night Before Christmas?
Here's what I've got. First one, true or false. The name Wendy, W-E-N-D-Y, was made up, completely made up, for the book Peter Pan. There was never a recorded person named Wendy before. Is that true or false? Then second question, Which book of the Bible predicts Bethlehem as the birthplace of our Savior? In which book of the Bible is prophesied, is predicted that Bethlehem would be the birthplace of our Savior?
My questions are as follows. Which tree's bark is used to produce aspirin? It's not the chicken, as commonly thought, produces aspirin. It's a tree bark. I want to know what that is. Number two, how many breaths does an average person take in a day? And I will take the answer within 1,000, all right? And number three, what was the second plague that God placed on Egypt? The second plague that God placed on Egypt, what was that?
You know, if we followed these Native Americans around, we could save a ton of money on pharmaceuticals. Like with the tree bark and all those different natural, these holistic folks, they're really on to something. Because these grandmother remedies and these Native American remedies where you could, you know, help with arthritis or cure migraines or whatever. Usually it's just plant-based or some kind of something. And
you ever heard of a clover leaf behind your ear?
I missed that one.
Yeah, I knew someone who one time put a clover leaf behind their ear, behind their kid's ear, because they had some kind of, why are you laughing, Walker?
You never know if he's pulling the
Well, no, I am dead serious about that.
Are you serious?
I'm not kidding. Yeah.
I think they got St. Patrick's Day and holistic medicine mixed up.
Hey, you know, there may be people listening who've done that before. I don't know. That was the first time I'd ever run into that.
Yeah.
You know.
It might have been New Year's where you're supposed to throw some salt.
I didn't know enough whether, I didn't want
to
offend them, but I was thinking to myself, what in the world?
Right.
But I didn't want to say what in the world?
Yeah, they saw it on your face, though.
Yeah, probably did. They could be right for all I know. I don't know much about that.
I still think he's pulling our leg.
Walker. I'm not really. I'm not. Go ahead. Who's next, Walker?
All right. Raquel in Texas, if I'm pronouncing that right. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Texas is not a hard word.
Hi.
Hey, am I pronouncing your name right?
It's Raquel.
Raquel.
All right.
Thanks, Raquel. Yeah. Where you live in Texas, Raquel?
I live in Harker Heights, Texas.
Which is near?
Fort Hood.
Fort Hood. Okay, good. Wonderful. Well, go ahead. You want to ask, answer, or both?
I'll do both.
Or which one you want to answer?
I want to answer the Peter Pan question.
Here's the question, Raquel. The name, it's a true or false question. The name Wendy was completely made up for the book Peter Pan. There was never a recorded person named Wendy before. Is that true or false?
That is true.
It is 100% true.
Yes.
Really?
Wow.
All right, way to go.
Yeah, isn't that amazing, Raquel? I would have thought Wendy, like any name out there, any Tom, Dick, or Harry, you'd go, oh, those are names that were around the 1800s, 1700s, whatever. You do have some old-fashioned names that sort of die out. But who would have thought that somebody just writing a book just made up some brand-new name, and then everybody – I know somebody – I know a couple people named Wendy. Everybody knows somebody named Wendy.
Mm-hmm.
But it came from the Peter Pan book.
Is that right?
Right.
How did you know that?
I must have read it in some book somewhere, but I thought it was a really interesting fact.
Yeah, I thought it was very interesting.
It stuck with me.
Yeah. Well, then that means that we can make up a name. Any one of us. Raquel, you can, we can, and if as long as we'll document it, and it shows some interest, somebody will just start taking that and name their little child that.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
All right, what's your question for us?
Raquel.
Raquel?
Okay.
About to call you Wendy. Yeah. Sorry, Wendy was on my mind. Go ahead, Raquel. What's your question for us?
Okay, my question is, what do you call a group of crows?
A murder.
Yes.
Wow, that is the Dean of Learning University.
It's our crow master,
Raquel.
Over here.
The crow whisperer showing out for you.
How did you know that?
Just from reading. That's okay. Kind of like my hobby. So.
Yeah, good for you.
It's called a murder of crows. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, a bunch of them.
Now, what was that baseball team, Murderers Row? Who was that? Was that the Yankees?
Murderers Row would have
White
been
Sox?
A lineup of great players. for example. Or if you're a team playing a lot of great teams in a row, you call that murderer's row.
Okay.
All right. Well, Raquel, listen, thanks for calling.
Thanks, Raquel. Okay. Merry Christmas.
Okay. I think a clover behind the ear, I'm looking it up here, is like a something people do for like an ear infection.
Seriously.
For a what do you call it? A natural remedy?
Right.
I guess I'm reading this. But anyway, because I know y'all think I'm making this stuff up.
Yeah, I think you're making it up.
Which is rare.
Right. Right.
That I just make stuff up on the fly.
Right.
Right.
I'm trying to document this here. I really am. Who's next, Walker?
Yeah, we're going to stay in Mississippi. Talk to Penny. Penny, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you.
Glad you could join us.
Yeah, Penny, thanks for calling. What part of the state are you calling from?
I'm just outside of West Point. I'm traveling to Tennessee.
Oh, you're going to come right through our town then.
Yes.
Tupelo, you're going to come right through Tupelo. But
would you put your hand over your heart when you get to the Tupelo city limits? I know that's a lot to ask, but it would mean a lot to us.
Unfortunately, we're going to be closed a little bit. But anyway, listen, ask, answer, or both?
Ask.
Okay, which one?
I mean answer. I'm sorry.
Oh, answer? Which one do you want to answer?
The bark of the aspen tree. A-S-P-E-N.
Okay, here's the question. Which tree's bark is used to produce aspirin? And your answer is?
Aspen.
Aspen. Well, Penny, here's what I have, and it may be the same thing. But my answer is the white willow tree. Is that the same as an aspen tree?
I don't know.
You know what?
I don't know.
Barker,
I don't think so. Aspen are commonly found in Colorado, places like that.
Well,
they're pretty tall. I don't know.
Okay, see, I don't know about the tree world to know if those are interchangeable words or of different kinds of tree. Anyway, the answer I have is the white willow tree.
We're close enough to the end of the program where that's okay for you to give the answer, and then
go ahead.
And I have another answer for you. It was Kristen that shot JR.
Who?
Kristen.
Oh.
She was the sister of his wife.
Hey, a lot of people watched that show. Millions and millions of people watched
it. But, you know, Kreskin went on to be like a mind reader.
She said Kristen.
Oh, Kristen. I thought she said Kreskin.
Huh? It was amazing. He was amazing.
Yeah.
That guy was. But Kreskin. I don't know much about the one
tree.
Doing
the willow
shooting.
Tree? Okay, it's a willow tree. All right, anyway.
All right. Hey, thank you so much. Are you ready for Christmas?
Oh, yes, I sure am.
Wonderful. Well, you have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and thank you so much for listening to AFR.
Can you imagine just to think, we get aspirin from a willow tree. Did you guys know that?
I didn't.
Yeah, a lot of people think it comes from the chicken, but no, it doesn't.
I didn't think it came from the chicken.
Aspirin?
I don't know who thinks that. Wow.
That's what I always was taught as a kid. Maybe my parents misled me. I don't know.
Hey, we got to give our answers.
Go ahead.
All right. One of my two questions unanswered. In the movie A Christmas Story, how many times does Ralphie ask for the BB gun? 28 times.
Good night.
You got to watch that movie this year.
I hope he was grounded.
Last question unanswered is, there are eight reindeer in the poem, It Was a Night Before Christmas.
Which book of the Bible predicts Bethlehem as the birthplace of our Savior? It's Micah. Micah 5:2.
How many breaths does an average person take in a day? 23,000 times we breathe. We take a breath. And then what was the second plague that God placed on Egypt? It was frogs. Frogs. May your day be frog plague free, ladies and gentlemen.
Enjoy the figgy pudding.